ओम शांति। एपिसोड नंबर 20, बियॉन्ड क्वेश्चंस, क्वेश्चन नंबर 35। वी गिव वाइब्रेशंस टू द अदर्स और टू द ग्लोब, हाउ डू यू गेट टू नो दैट दे रिसीव अवर वाइब्रेशंस? हाउ वुड वी एक्सपीरियंस इट एंड व्हाट आर द बेनिफिट्स ऑफ डूइंग सो? द क्वेश्चन इज, वी गिव वाइब्रेशंस टू द अदर्स एंड टू द ग्लोब, how do we get to know that they receive our vibrations? How would we experience it and what are the benefits of doing so? So question is, we are giving vibrations, we are giving sakash to the globe, we are giving sakash to the souls, we are giving sakash to the five elements of nature. We have been giving sakash from long time, morning, evening, or every time we do yoga. But the question is, how do we know that our sakash is reaching those people? How will we know that whatever we are giving, those people have received? What is the answer? How will we know? Yeah. That is fine. Who is getting benefit? Of course, I will be the first person to get benefit. But the question is, how do we get to know that they are receiving our vibration? We have sent something, and whether they have received or not, a message has been sent. So how will we know? How will those two blue ticks will come? Our sakash delivered. We sent the sakash, sent. And it is showing only one tick. How will we know that, what is the indication that two ticks have come? They tell, but we are giving to the entire globe. We are giving to the earth, the moon, the sun, the planets, the stars. We are giving sakash to the fire, to the elements, to the souls who are in suffering, in sorrow, in misery, in distress. They are not here. We are emerging a group of souls who are in unhappiness. And we are giving vibrations of happiness. We are emerging those souls who are sinful, and we are giving them vibrations of purity. So how will we know that they are receiving our vibration? We will get back. That's fine, we will get back. But how we will know it, that it has, message has been delivered? How can we say with authority that it has gone? But how will we know? We have given to a group of people, a gathering, a mass. There are thousands and lakhs. We have emerged them and we have sent the vibrations. Now how will we know that that has gone? We will feel happiness and satisfaction. Okay, and? Okay, there is no need even to know. Our faith, we have the faith that it will come. It's just like there is no rain in one village. Everybody knows the story. There is no rain in the village and everybody decides to do some sacrificial fire, some yajna, some puja outside the village. And they all go, and a small girl also goes and she takes an umbrella. Everybody laughs at her that there is no rain, why are you carrying umbrella? She says that we are going, we will do puja, and after the puja it will rain, and that's why I am carrying umbrella. So it is her faith. That much faith. So yes, we have the faith that whatever we have given is gone. It cannot happen that we have given something and it has not been delivered. So faith, conviction in our yoga methods or in our methodology or in our giving sakash. But still, how will we get to know? How would we experience it and what are the benefits of doing so? Benefits everybody knows, but this question, how will we know that they have received our sakash? We get blessing. That is the benefit. We will get the blessing for benefits. We will get the blessings. That's fine. What else? Yeah. I'm not talking of just a relative or close kith and kin or any sibling. I'm talking of those distant souls who are not in sight. You have sent the message of purity to all the prostitutes of the world. Now how will you know that the message is delivered? I will feel more powerful. See, Baba has given answer to this in 2-3 ways. One, first thing, belief, as his brother said. Belief, yes, faith you should have, that whatever I am giving is going. If ye have faith, and if ye order the mountain, get up and get planted on the sea, and if ye have faith in your heart, and it shall be done, and it shall obey you. Jesus says, if you order a mountain, come on, get up and get planted on the sea. And if you have not the slightest doubt, if you don't have any doubt, then it will happen. But if you have doubt, it will not happen. So that absolute unconditional faith. So first thing is faith, yes, of course. Now, one more thing, one more example. You must have heard of sniffer dogs. Police, they carry sniffer dogs. If suppose there is a somebody has stolen something, so those sniffer dogs come and they sniff and they go and catch hold of the thief. A thief who is doing the meanest, the basest, the lowliest of the work, or the one of the sinful work of stealing, he lives behind his vibrations. Okay? He lives behind the vibrations. That sniffer dog goes and sniffes and catches that thief. Who are we? We are the greatest souls of this planet Earth. We are those souls who are selected by God. We are those souls who are intrinsically pure. We are those souls who have taken the pledge of purity. We are those souls who are walking on this path of spirituality. So, because of this, wherever we go or wherever, whatever we do, are we not emitting the greatest of the vibrations? Are we not sending off those vibrations? So, if we send something, it has to go. In the case of thief it is happening, will it not happen with us? So, now how will we get to know that our vibrations have been delivered? First thing is, we will experience extreme stage of concentration. And in that stage of concentration, an extreme stage of ecstasy and supersensuous bliss. Suddenly that bliss will come to us. Suddenly we will have that direct experience that yes, whatever I have given has been delivered. I need not to ask anybody. Even that person need not to come to me because I know it, that it has gone. Under direct vision it has occurred. Such a deep experience that when you have... And that can happen only, the precondition is absolute concentration of the mind. No other thought, just single thought. And you are so focused, and in that focus, you are lost in that experience. Such a deep involvement or such a deep experience that you feel that yes, I have delivered and it has gone. So first is absolute stage of concentration. Second is experience. And third is you will see with your own naked eyes that your Sakash is going, because what is Sakash? Sakash is nothing but vibrations. You will see that those rays, those vibrations are going in front of your eyes. And they are reaching that soul and getting delivered and getting implanted in that soul. Because vibrations or thoughts are things, just as this paper is a thing. In the similar manner, thoughts are things. Just as you can lift this paper from here and you can drop it here. In the similar manner, every thought is a thing. Every vibration is a thing which can be delivered. You can lift and you can drop. But for that, few things are necessary. A deep silence is needed. The deeper the silence, the more the chances that your Sakash is delivered. The more the concentration, the more the chances that your Sakash is delivered. The more you are connected with Baba, the more the chances that your Sakash is delivered. And this can happen during Amrit Vela, during evening yoga, or even throughout the day you can do it. But the best time is morning and evening. And another important thing is deep silence. absolutely deep silence. In those stage of silence, this will happen. Otherwise, it will not happen. In India, in Maharashtra, near Ahmednagar, there is one place, Mehrabad. There one saint once lived, Meher Baba. He took the vow of silence in 1925, Maun Vrat, and he was silent till 1969, 31st January 1969. 44 years of silence. He did not talk with anybody. Many times it was announced that on this date, Meher Baba is going to break his silence. But the moment that date came, he postponed it. And it was impossible for him to speak. His secretary, who wrote and who could understand his sign language, he was the one chief interpreter. He understood all the languages which he spoke without speaking, sign languages. And it is through him everything was communicated. So, a deep silence is needed for a deep seva of Sakash. Without extreme silence, this is not possible. So, our vibrations will reach, provided we are in that stage of silence. Silence means not just not speaking, but internal stillness. One, concentration. Three, a deep experience. And fourth, direct vision that you see. Yes, it has gone and it has planted. It's like seed. You have taken the seed and it is gone. You have planted that seed in the soil of the mind, in the soil of the subconscious mind. That person even may say, I have not received your Sakash. But you know it has been delivered. Against his will and wish, we have delivered. That person is saying, I have not got your Sakash. You are saying you sent, but I have not got. Let him say, I have given, it means it is gone. That is telepathic transmission, thought transference. Psychology, parapsychology calls it thought transmission or telepathic. One is receiver, one is sender. So yes, how would we experience and what are the benefits? Yes, there are hundreds of benefits. And this is not a new tech thing. Sages and saints have been doing it since time immemorial. Sarve bhavantu sukhina, sarve santu niramaya. Why they used to have this poetries or these words? They used to send out vibrations in the entire universe because the same vibrations will come back to you. Whatever you send, the same will come back to you. Second question, how do our thoughts affect the nature? How do we make the nature virtuous? I don't know what nature this person, this brother, his sister is talking about. How thoughts, climate, it's not that internal swabhav, right? So it's talking about the nature or prakriti. So thought and prakriti, thought and nature. See, nature has become polluted, tamopradhan, because of thoughts. In golden age, thoughts were pure, so nature was pure. From copper age, thoughts started getting contaminated, so nature also started getting contaminated. Everything depends on our thought, because thoughts are so subtle. Every thought vibrates and it goes around. It spreads in the atmosphere. So, how can we make nature virtuous? We can make nature virtuous only by one thing. By making a soul virtuous. Every morning in Mount, you hear the song. They are saying Swachhata, make it as a Tevhar. We will celebrate it as a Tevhar. Make cleanliness the festival. Every morning you are hearing that vehicle is moving around. So celebrating cleanliness means it's not outside cleanliness just, it's internal cleanliness. When the mind is cleansed, the surrounding nature would also get cleansed on its own. The greater the purity within, the greater the purity without. Purity without depends on purity within. So, thoughts definitely affect. Purer the thoughts, if you go to the marketplace, you can feel the vibrations, what sort of vibrations that marketplace has got. When you go to any temple, masjid, mosque, church, you will feel the divine vibrations. When you come to Madhuban, you feel the vibrations. Many, many years back, few people had come here in Madhuban and they measured this track from Shantistam to Hutt. And they said that they had some machine, some device to measure. And they said that the vibrations which are there on this track, they are the greatest. Because those people who had come from abroad, they had measured the vibrations of many different places. They were doing a study on geographical places, pilgrimage places, and what is their vibration. So they found that this vibrations of this tract, starting from Shantistam till Hutt, these are carry a very strong positive energy. So thoughts, because the thoughts are powerful, there is a incessant atmosphere of tapasya in Madhuban. All the time somebody is doing tapasya. You will never find Kutiya or Baba's room or History Hall or Shantistam vacant. At some point or time somebody is sitting there or standing. Somebody is there all the time. Some security personnel. Somebody. Somebody is there. And the flame of tapasya is uninterruptedly going on. So that's why thoughts virtuous, nature virtuous. Third question, what is the attitude of desire? What are the benefits? What is benefits and how to renounce desires easily? It is not an easy task. First thing is, don't think of renouncing desires. The very thought is dangerous. It's good, spiritually speaking, that I have you renounce all the desires. But in fact, we never renounce all the desires. Desires are like river. You just try to stop, they will try to find new ways. Turn them. Convert them. Whatever those desires, you make them spiritual. One thing, and if at all regarding worldly desires know the futility of those desires, vyarthata. Know the uselessness of those desires. Intensely you understand. Then only, suppose a man is there, he eats something, he suffers, gets diarrhea. After some days he gets okay, again he eats, again he gets diarrhea. And this cycle is going on. The similarly with all addictions. He drinks, he suffers, he vomits, gets to a hospital, gets admitted, then resolves that I will never drink again. He goes out of the hospital, starts drinking again. So how to break this cycle? This is definitely an arduous task, but know the futility of desires. Sit and study. This I desire. This is the result. This is the ramification. This is the aftermath of this desire. And after this, this is my stage. This is lust. This is the result. Frustration. Depression. This is greed. This is the result. Restlessness of mind. This is anger. Result? All the relationships, the fragile relationships, the beautiful relationships are broken, shattered to smithereens. Understand the result of those desires. This is the nishpatti, this is the ultimate result. Study those results. Go through, pass through the hell of the desire. Rather than just saying, no, I don't want. You should not do this. Do's and don'ts, forget that. Know the futility of the desire in depth. And the more you know the futility of the desire, automatically those desires will leave you. You don't have to make any efforts or strive for them. They will leave you on their own. So, how to renounce desire? The way to renounce desire, rather than renouncing desire, you resolve, let me see the truth for myself. This I did and this is the result. Sorrow, suffering, frustration, misery, a despondency. And I don't come out of it. I take time, 10 days, 10 months, and then you come out. A person who is following the path of brahmacharya, he is so firm in his path of purity, and suddenly one day purity is broken. And he repents. He becomes sorrowful. And then he again resolves. Again he starts. Okay? Then again he desires No, I should give up it, I should give up it, I should renounce it. He renounced it, but that renunciation is not real renunciation, because that desire is still existing. Somewhere deep in the depth. And know the complete futility of particular desire and it will go away. When a person sees that drinking alcohol is disastrous to my life, he will see the nature of disaster. Then only that desire will leave. Otherwise, no. No amount of your pledges, no amount of your oaths, nothing is going to. No amount of writing letters to Baba and all those. People keep on doing that. That's fine. They may help you. But you find people are writing letters after letter to Baba. Resolving same thing. New year is coming. In this year, I will do this. In this year I will do this, and very next day it is broken. Why? You decide I will not do this, but you have not understood the very depth of that thing. Know what are the disastrous effect of lust, and then it will leave you. Otherwise, no, it will stay somewhere, simmering within. Yeah. Yeah. Intellect is shadowed. That's why I'm saying the first thing to do is make the intellect clear. The first thing to do is understand knowledge. Why we have devised all these different methods of Murli churning. There are more now. Yeah, this is the latest version. There were 52, now we have made it 66. This is just to keep the mind busy. When mind is busy in Gyan, your intellect remains unclouded. And then only you can think, then only you can judge, then you can arrive at certain conclusions, then you have logic and reason with you. Otherwise, when there is a passion, flood of passion, with that inundation of passion, everything is swept away. That's why first thing to do is focus on Gyan. And people are just busy in seva, 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 seva. Just seva, 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 and they are lost in that. Where is the foundation is Gyan? No, never forget that. Foundation is this. Busy your intellect, your mind, your everything in Gyan. All the time. So that intellect remains clear. And when intellect is clear, then only you can understand. This is right, this is not. This is real, this is unreal. This is essenceless. This is useful, this is futile. This judgment is very necessary. Simply writing letters, taking oaths and pledges and resolving in front of seniors or Baba, Baba I will do this, Baba I will do that. Promises made in the storm are broken in calm. Such promises don't help. So that's why this is important. Third question, 38 questions. I am able to bear the ignorance of the ignorant. However, it is difficult to bear the ignorance of the knowledgeable people. Kindly suggest ways so that I am able to bear this. You can tolerate agyanis, but you cannot tolerate gyanis. Why? Because you have a lot of expectations from gyanis. Because you think that they have become gyani means they have become, they know everything. Don't think that. Everybody is a pilgrim on this path of consciousness. This is the path. Everybody is a pilgrim. Don't think that everybody has become complete. Everybody has their own imperfections, weaknesses, flaws, their own mannerism, their own whims and fancies. And person is going through that separate, different stages of purusharth. It's not the question of this birth. When you see somebody, don't look at his body. Don't look at the age of the body. Look at soul. The soul has been traveling from many births. Okay? And now it is in this birth, this body. That person may be small, that person may be elderly. That doesn't matter. Probably that thing is yet ununderstood to him. And mostly, as Baba says, you don't have to work on others. You have to work on yourself. Here. All efforts are here. I don't have to... probably it is the seed of intolerance is within me. Only thing, he is the Philip, he is the stimulus for bringing it out. So try to understand that everybody is a Purusharthi. Everybody is having his own, just as I have. I may not have that weakness, but I have a different weakness. And in spite of doing everything, I have not left a single stone unturned. Yet, it seems an uphill task for me. In the similar manner, that person is only having this sanskar, which he is trying to overcome. But it is difficult. What he can do even? He cannot even get rid of it. So just as I have weakness, says he also has weaknesses. And also, you can have the power of tolerance, invoke that power of tolerance, come within me. Because it's a separate power, Baba says. Invoke all the powers. They will be at your beck and call. Invoke the powers. So powers will come on you. What else? There are many things, increasing the power of tolerance, understanding them, be more sympathetic, be empathetic, be little more merciful. See, put yourself into his shoes and see the things. Many things are there. You have to be considerate, increase your power of intolerance. And if probably you are intolerant towards him, you might be intolerant towards many other things also which are yet unknown to you. So he has given you an opportunity to tell you that where you stand. This is the acid test, this is the touchstone of your jnana. How much jnana you have made practical, or simply giving lectures on power of tolerance, power of tolerance, power of tolerance, power of tolerance. And you cannot even tolerate somebody snoring. You are giving a good powerful class on power of tolerance and somebody's mobile is ringing and you just blasted him. So where has gone your power of tolerance? No, that is not the power of... This is practical spirituality. It is not about teaching, it is not about preaching, it is not about lecturing. It's not about show off, it is not about exhibition. It's an internal, absolutely, intrinsically intrinsic path. The pathless path, which you have to make, which you have to create, which nobody has walked in. You have to create this path all alone, which is yet untrodden, unwalked. Okay? So increase the power of tolerance. You can take different soman. I am the avatar of tolerance. Baba says, Om Shanti.